This guy's always like, Nishabach Cheskel Shalachim, Rav Yehudim, Masechta Yuma, Daf Pei Ches. Rav said, someone who davens Nila is Patim Daven Marv. This follows Rav's other opinion that Nila is an additional tefillah, which is why he does not have to daven Marv, since he davened that already at night. Rav, Rav passing the Marv is never an obligation, it's only voluntary. And the Gemara means to say that even according to those who say Marv is a choiv, still someone who davens Nila is Patim from having to daven Marv that night. Rav, the Gemara, Bryce brings a machlekes as to whether the Marv after Yom Kippur is a Shemoyne Esrei of 18 brachas or less. However, it clearly suggests that Ma'ariv must be said. It's Machlekes among Tanoim. We find a Braisa where the Chacham and Rabbi Yossi argue whether one who is Tameh may go to the mikvah all day on Yom Kippur or only until Mincha time. Machlekes being whether Nila is to be davened that night or while still during the day. So presumably the Chacham who say that Nila is davened that night would agree that it can take the place of Ma'ariv. Rabbi Yossi, who says it's davened by day, must hold that it can't take the place of Ma'ariv. In fact, tomorrow we find another Braisa where Rabbi Yossi says that a person who is Tameh may not go to the mikvah after the time of Mincha. Mara says, this Bryce is discussing a Tame person who already davened Nila. So there's no purpose for him to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur anymore. It's not preventing him from davening anymore tefillahs, and therefore it's not a problem. If so, why did the Rabbanan and the Braises say that he may still go to the mikveh? If he doesn't have to daven anything anymore, why does he have to go to the mikveh? They hold that tefillah is mana, is mitzvah. Going to the mikveh at the first possible time is considered to be a mitzvah, and therefore it's a mitzvah to go then, even though it's Yom Kippur. Fact, more that would mean that you're saying that Rabbi Yossi argues and holds that there's no mitzvah to go at the earliest opportunity. However, there's a brice in which Rabbi Yossi is explained as holding that such a mitzvah does exist. And for the Gemara, the brice regarding going to the mikvah on Yom Kippur is Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tana of the brice who says that there's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah at the first opportunity is Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. A brice was taught in front of Rav Nachman, which said that one who becomes a balkari on Yom Kippur can be certain that his averus have been forgiven. Fakhmar Bryce says this means that his averus are arranged, presumably meaning that he'll get punished for them. And for the Gemara, it means that they're arranged and ready to be forgiven. Zakhmar Bryce, taught by the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, says, if someone becomes balkari on Yom Kippur, he should worry the whole year. If he lives out the year, it's a sign that he will surely go to Olam Haba. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says this makes sense because from Shemayim they're telling him that he doesn't need to suffer because he is destined for Olam Haba, and that's why he didn't need the inui of holding back from Tashmish. Rav Dimi said, such a person will have a long life and will bear many children and grandchildren. Hadnalach Perek Yom Kippurim, Hadnalach Mesechtes Yuma, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.